Talk plenty more football when Terry Wallace comes in the house shortly. John on the road, I'm coming to you talking about the fact that, well, there's been a death of instinct in AFL replaced by analytics and mathematicians coaching by the numbers. Joe Madden addressed it in baseball, said we're going back to coaches coaching by gut feel. One through on the speckle text, perfect example of instinct footy. Marlon Pickett in the grand final didn't think too much, just did the basics great. Some players would have a license to go against the analytics. Buddy, for example, could take a mark outside the 50 and run around and take a shot. Other players would get blasted for it. Same thing happening in T20 cricket. A particular delivery to bowl to each batsman according to the percentages of where they score runs or which area in the ground they score at. John on the road. Welcome to you, John.
How you going?
Good, thanks.
Makes me laugh. David King saying they play to the numbers. He lives by the numbers. Every time he talks, he just talks about possessions and touches and hard yep. balls and ground balls. I mean, the backman only get sort of five or six touches, but keep their opponent to zero goals or one goal. They don't get any accolades. It's all for the amount of the touches you get. And some of these touches they get in sequence. They might get five given goes in a sequence, yep. and he's playing a great game. I think it's a nonsense.
Thanks for your call, John. Hold the line. You've got a 2020. AFL season guide coming your way. Take a few more of your calls after we talk to Milo Trimble and take a break. Terry Wallace is going to come in and join me, and I'll address it with him, and we'll head back to the phones then. 1-300-736-736 if you want to get on the line now. But Melbourne United taking on their big rival, the Sydney Kings. It's a best of three series. So game one is in Sydney. Game two is at Melbourne Arena March 2nd. It's the Monday night, March 2nd, NBL Finals matchup that is a must-watch, this one. Tickets at Ticketek now. Milo Trimble, Melbourne United star, has been good enough to join me. Welcome to you, Milo. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Talking about analytics and the fact that basketball has sort of fallen into that analytics versus gut feel kind of area as well. We see it with a three-point shot in the NBA. How much analytics is enough, and are you allowed the gut feel option when you take the ball down the court, or do you have to kind of stick to the plan and the numbers?
I think you just got to play basketball at the end of the day. It's about playing basketball, and I feel like people get too much caught up into, you know, like you said, the analytics or, you know, the way they play their defense and stuff like that. But I feel like we worried about that the past, you know, three times we played those guys, and, you know, things didn't work out in our favor. So I feel like we just got to play basketball and understand, like, you know, it's playoff time and, you know, different things going to happen. You know, whatever happened during the season, you know, for them, it may not work for them in the playoffs. So I just feel like me personally, as for us to win, you know, this series, you've got to play basketball.
So are you allowed, when you bring the ball down the floor, to make a decision on the run, or do you kind of feel constrained by what Dean Vickerman has told you to do with that particular play and to make sure you stick to try and make that work?
I mean, of course, we try to, you know, whatever play call that, you know, Dean wants to run, we're going to run it. But, I mean, other than that, you know, when I come in the game, you know, I don't start anymore, so I come off the bench. But when I come in the game, I just feel loose and, you know, just play. You know, it's too much thinking, and I think that's where, like, a lot of things start to don't go our way, you know, turnovers, missed shots, stuff like that. So I feel like I've been saying, just play basketball, be yourself and play loose.
You guys didn't have any – well, you had a few chemistry issues early on. It seemed as if you couldn't quite get the – you know, amount of time that the ball ends up in Chris Golding's hand, all that kind of stuff, you couldn't quite work out. Do you think you've worked it all out now?
Yeah, Chris has, you know, played really good, especially down the stretch, you know, getting us into the playoffs. And I feel like, you know, we've been finding him a lot. He's been playing with a lot of confidence and a player that we know he is. And that's just the way the game's been going. And it's not that, you know, other players can't do certain things. It's just that, you know, he's been on and he's this hot hand. We want to keep feeding him. And, you know, we're really going to rely on him and also the other guys on the team to come up big in this round against Sydney.
Sydney Kings have been the number one team in the competition all year. But watching Melbourne United in the last couple of games you've played, you look like a better team than you have been all year.
Yeah, we played just more desperate. We knew that we were trying to make the playoffs and didn't want to have the season end, you know, in the regular season. So we just played desperate and played more aggressive. And like I said, just played loose. I feel like, you know, everybody's been playing with a lot of confidence. and knowing that we need a must-win game. And I think that's the mentality we need to have and going to the Saturday game, playing with that, you know, we need to win this game type feel. And I think we're going to come out and play stronger if we come out like that.
So did you find that you were under pressure? Did you feel the pressure? Because there was pressure coming on you. There was changes in the roster you were brought in. Casper goes. Obviously, Sean Long comes in. Were you starting to feel it a little?
No, I didn't feel any pressure. I mean, the media going to be the media and say what they want, but they're not inside the locker room, and they also don't know what I'm thinking. But, I mean, things happen. You know, I came into Melbourne, and, you know, you guys are used to winning. I mean, of course, it's like, you know, I want to come in and win. But, you know, during the season, a lot of ups and downs, and I feel like that's what makes the team a good team. You know, you're going to have ups and downs how you respond, and I feel like we responded right away, and we're in the playoffs. It's not about, you know, what happened during the season anymore. We're here now, and that's what all I'm worried about.
So the expectation was a little different to what it was in Cairns?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Cairns isn't used to, you know, the accomplishments that Melbourne had over the years.
Mm.
But, I mean, I came here to win. I came to Cairns to win as well. We just didn't win. It is, that's the way it happened. So I'm not saying that I didn't know the expectation here. I came here to win just like everyone else. Like I said, we just had up and down season. But all that's all the wonder now. We're in the playoffs. So I'm not worried about what happened beforehand. I'm worried about the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And the future does look pretty bright because you're playing some good basketball now after taking a while to get it going. Mello, can't wait to see you in action. Really appreciate you joining me, and hopefully we'll have a chat again next week. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Mello Trimble, Melbourne United star, Melbourne United taking on the Sydney Kings. It's game two of their best of three series. It's in Melbourne at Melbourne Arena, Monday, 2nd of March, an NBL finals matchup that you want to check out if you can. Tickets at Ticketek now. You can catch it live on ESPN.